Hey everybody, Jeff Mills here from the Midwest Super Conference, and I'm going to welcome you to another exciting Midwest Super Conference podcast. On these podcast calls, we're going to get together with our speakers who are going to be featured speakers at the Midwest Super Conference. We're going to be learning some of the insights from them, behind the scenes information that they might be sharing at the conference. Maybe they won't be sharing at the conference, but it's kind of the story behind the story. So you can get pumped up, you can get excited, you can get super motivated, because we want to see you actually be here at the Midwest Super Conference. The dates this year are September the 11th through the 13th. That's a Friday, Saturday, and a Sunday. You want to make sure you plan to travel so you arrive here on Thursday before 5 o'clock, because we're getting together on Thursday night for a massive social networking, big LinkedIn kind of a networking event we're going to do on Thursday at 5 o'clock p.m. at the Ramada Inn Mall of America Hotel. That's where we're hosting the Midwest Super Conference this year. And that Ramada Inn has a large pool patio that we're going to be hanging out at and just doing some social networking, especially tapping ourselves into a pretty big Minnesota LinkedIn network there. So you want to be a part of that if you live in the Twin Cities, and even if you live outside the Twin Cities, you show up early enough on Thursday, you can be a part of that free event as well. Now, what do we do on these calls? We get together, like I said, with the speakers and do a little bit of a banter back and forth and kind of find out some of the backstory on the speakers that you might not know about them. And we also try to provide some really excellent content and teaching that you can benefit from and take away right on these calls. We try to keep these calls down to about 30 minutes or less. Sometimes we go over a little bit, but most times it's going to be about a 30 to 20 minute call. So there's three things that we focus on at the Midwest Super Conference, and those are personal development. The second thing we're going to focus on is business development. The third thing we're going to focus on is joint ventures and business networking. So with personal development, we want to help you improve yourself. We want you to be the best you can be. And oftentimes, it's our own selves that are the roadblocks and the stumbling blocks that keep us from being the successful people that we want to be. And you can learn from our speakers how to get rid of those roadblocks and improve your life, improve your sales, start making more money, start enjoying life more, be happier, which will then result in you making more money. Now, with business development, we're going to give you resources, tools, systems, methodologies that you can take away from the conference and start using in your business immediately. Whether you're a brand new person to the internet, brand new to starting a business or having a business, or if you're someone who's a seasoned veteran and you've been doing this all your life, I guarantee you'll still learn some tricks that you didn't even know about that are going to help you save time and make a lot more money. The third thing there I talked about was business networking and joint ventures. You know, Mark Hoverson, very well-known network marketer out there with Global Resorts, what he did, he came to one of my conferences recently, and because of some of the relationships he had in that room, he met a lady named Debbie Turner. Debbie Turner ended up working together with Mark on a business opportunity, and just from that one relationship, Mark can document about $60,000 of income that came to him directly as a result of that connection. So you never know what kind of business networking is going to be found, and what kind of joint ventures and ways you can hook up with other people and use their tools and resources, ways they can hook up with you and buy your tools and resources. It's kind of a win-win situation. So you definitely want to be at this conference, because you will find people that you can do business with that will make you a lot more money. So now let's turn the attention to our speakers. And we're going to go through the speaker roster right now and let you know who's going to be speaking at this year's Midwest Super Conference number 4. And at any time, if you want to get more information, you can always just go right online. If you're online right now, or if you're listening through another means, you can go to MidwestSuperConference.com/4. That's MidwestSuperConference.com/4, not the word four, the numeral four. And that'll take you to the sales letter that I wrote, and you'll be able to read my heartfelt letter that I wrote to you, so you can learn about my struggles and my failures and how I turn those into successes. And you can listen to and watch the testimonials of over a couple dozen people as they share with you the impact that the Midwest Super Conference has had on their life. Now, I'm really excited about our guests that we're going to have on the show today. Our guests are Mike O'Neill and Lori Ruff out of Denver, Colorado. And Mike and I and Henry Greiner, my project manager, got a chance to meet a few weeks ago here in the Twin Cities. He was visiting some of his family here. We sat down at Panera and we talked about LinkedIn. And we talked about all the different things that LinkedIn does for people as well as what it could do for me. And we looked at my profile, we looked at Henry's profile, and Mike gave us some really good tips on how to improve how we use LinkedIn so that we could get connected to more people and to get more leads and more prospects, which will generate ourselves, generate more revenue for us and get more sales for us. So without further ado, let's jump into the content and let's start with you, Mike, first. Mike, why don't you just tell us a little about your background and kind of how you got into this whole social media thing.
I'm actually a technology guy. I'm an engineer and a sales engineer after going through industrial engineering school. And it was always my job as a sales engineer in technology to make sure people understand the products that I'm selling, because people don't buy products that they don't understand. If they have questions in their mind, that keeps people from buying. So it's always my job to go with sales reps. They go out there and they say, "Hey, Mike, I got a call. You got to go with me," because they're going to get asked a question that they can't answer. They're going to get something going on there. They need a crutch, and I was the crutch. And that's how I learned to make things that are hard to understand easy to understand so people would buy. And I was always training my sales team. Every week we did Friday lunch and learns. And I would train them on this and that. I had to come up with the topics, with the materials, and that's sort of where I got my style, my rock and roll style. They always called me the rock and roll trainer.
What don't you collect? And, aren't you a collector? Way, yeah. Aren't you a collector? I forget. What do you collect? Is it? You go to concerts? Sure.
Concert tickets, because he goes, but then he goes and gets a concert shirt.
And then stubs. You got stubs everywhere. And
I've got 700 ticket stubs and hundreds of concert T-shirts, and I've lived it.
And what's your favorite band?
Including in Minneapolis. Many of them are in Minneapolis, like at the Orpheum Theater, where I saw Bob Marley and the Wailers play in 1976.
What's the favorite concert you've ever been to?
Pink Floyd. It doesn't matter which one. Any Pink Floyd.
Now, what makes you the go-to guy then in social media?
I was there in the early days. I was part of around 100,000 users on LinkedIn when I got started, and there's over 40 some million people out on LinkedIn now. And by being early on, I was there helping form the industry. The folks at LinkedIn Corporate saw what we were doing training wise, and they actually sponsored our first couple training events back in early 2006. I mean, they wrote us a check to train the general public on it.
So that's amazing.
They've never written a check to anyone else in the world, by the way, for anything. In fact, they're looking for checks from people now. You want to use our name? There you go. So we've done 400 of these training sessions, Jeff. We got pretty darn good at it after about 10, after about 20. Fast forward to 400 of these things, and you get the idea. I mean, we didn't have any competitors in the training business and social media for the first 2.5 years. And now some people are kind of, there's some things cropping up out there and in this industry in which we help define. And about a year ago, I met Lori. And Lori came on board at Integrated Alliances, very quickly rose to the top to be my co-executive here, running out of Denver, Colorado. And I'll let her talk about herself because she's amazing.
Oh, that's nice to hear. Thanks, Mike.
Do I get a brownie point for that?
You get a couple of brownie points for that one, and you're going to need them.
Sorry.
So, Jeff, I am Lori Ruff. I started out of Charlotte, North Carolina, and I'm a Microsoft certified trainer for the PC world, end users for Word, Excel, all that fun stuff. And I've been teaching people how to use internet technologies for 10 years now, and became known as a connector of people by being involved in the local community and the local chamber, kind of cut my teeth there. And when I saw social media tools come out, I was an early adopter, jumped on and started using it to build relationships and connect with people in other areas. I wanted to do new things and travel and expand my horizons, and it let me do that. And it actually let me find Mike. I found Mike on LinkedIn.
Yeah, we found all of our business partners on LinkedIn, Jeff. We came together, you and I, because of LinkedIn.
Would you say that you guys are computer geeks?
No.
No?
Well, yeah, except I'm a cute computer geek. I don't look like a geek. I don't talk like a geek, but I understand the geek technology, the geek language.
Yeah. So that scares a lot of people, though. A lot of people don't succeed on the internet or don't succeed with a business because the technology really is what spooks them and prevents them. It's actually the technology what we all use every day that keeps them from being successful. So how are you guys going to help people overcome some of those technology hurdles?
Jeff, let me ask you a question. Have you ever met an engineer that was a people person?
My dad is an engineer, and he's
So
not really a it,
is he a people person
he's
is what
very
I'm
he's
asking.
very shy and introverted.
Okay. Mike has an engineering degree. He's a sales engineer. He's an industrial engineer. The man is not an engineer. He is, I mean, but he's all about people and all about relationships. And I think that's one of Mike's absolute special gifts is that he understands the technology, but he's not all about the technology. He's into people, as am I.
Yeah. One of the things that we're going to do with the show is we're going to take people who maybe have been on LinkedIn. Technically, they've been on it, but they haven't been using it. And we're going to pull them right out of the side lane, beyond the sidelines, right into the main way here. So I'll tell you a quick little story that'll fit it right to the T. There's an organization called the Rockies Venture Club right here in Denver, Colorado. They do investment in venture capital. And the founder and the person who runs it has been on LinkedIn since 2004, and she just called this last week to have us come and personally show her. She'd heard all about us, had to come personally come show her how to use it. 5 years later, she's been on the side of the road for 5 years. And we're going to do that for people who might have been around, might know a little bit about it, and we're going to put them right into it where they're going to go home that night and they're just going to go bang right on into it.
And also understanding what people's comfort levels are. We don't try and push people into stuff that they're not comfortable with. Some people want a huge network and they want to expand their horizons. Some people want a very targeted network, or they want to, I don't want to share myself with the world, or I want to put, whatever their comfort zone is, we'll show them how to work in this space in a way that is comfortable for them.
And we got pretty good at this about 3.5 years ago, and we're darn good at it now. We've done 400 of these training sessions like we talked about here. So we know the tips, the tricks, and the best way to communicate those in a methodology that takes them A, B, C, D. Like in baseball, you go to first base, second base, third base, and home. And if you do it in another order out there, it doesn't work very well.
What's going to
That's
happen
Mike's
though?
engineering background coming in.
What's going to happen, you guys, if someone goes through and they go through this ABCD program that you have? What is the end result that someone's going to get because they put up a profile on LinkedIn and kind of maxed it out? Like, are they going to make money with this? Are they going to, like, what's the end result?
You want to speak to that,
Well,
Mike?
the purpose for p different people are different things. So some people will be in a role where marketing is more their deal, where they need the phone to ring, and this will make the phone ring and ring and ring because they're going to be findable. It's like being on the Google first page instead of findable on page 69 or 3,900 of Google. So that's the big component. The first component is being found so people can find you. And we've got the tips and tricks using keyword technology and searching techniques and the reverse of searching techniques. So if other people are searching, how do I get myself in on those pages out there? That's the first component. That brings money in the door because people who I would have never found are calling me now. The next component that's a lot of interest as well is if I'm talking to you, I did this to you, Jeff. When I talked to you on the phone, I brought up your LinkedIn profile and I checked you out. But I knew how to do it. I knew exactly how to look at you to glean as much information as I could and paint as good of a picture so that my communication with you was targeted towards my particular needs.
Let me
I did
ask you,
that
let
to
me
you, Jeff.
stop you here. Let me ask you this now. As an internet marketer, I want to have my own content on my own website. I want to have a blog with my name and kind of have my own space. Why is it valuable that I also have a profile on another network that I really don't have any control into? Like, what's the benefit there?
Well, Jeff, the real thing is, and I'm your online reputation expert. This is what is a huge component of LinkedIn. It just being found on Google, LinkedIn is indexed by Google. All the information that you put into LinkedIn, all the words, all the phrases that you put in is indexed by Google. It brings you up on the search engine rankings. We've actually had some of our clients that have not been on LinkedIn prior. We've built profiles for them, built a couple of networks for them, some executives at a company, one in particular I'm thinking of, I'm talking about
Yeah.
Mike, right? And they saw the traffic in 45 days. They saw the traffic in on their website increase hugely, and it got to the point where 15% of the website traffic that they had was coming from their LinkedIn profile. So it's unbelievable. They went from 0 to 60 in 45 days, and that was just to work with somebody else to build out their profiles, and because you know they're really busy executives, they didn't have time to do it for themselves and stuff. So we did it for them.
So you're saying that for people who have no presence on the internet currently, let's say they've got a website, but that website's nowhere to be found in Google, by them going to LinkedIn and setting up an account properly through the methods that you guys teach, that actually might put them on the first page of Google if they do it correctly and the search words match?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
That's amazing.
If people search on them, they'll not only come up in Google searches, but there are so many people. I mean, there are 45 million people, close to 45 million people now on LinkedIn. There are a lot of people that search within LinkedIn, but also, you know, just pull up a Google thing. You go out and search Lori Ruff, or you search LinkedIn Trainer. Mike and I are going to come up.
So, Lori, what are those? What kind of people are there out there? This is the format we use, by the way. We'll be training. We go back and forth to create a lot of energy and a lot of interest in the room.
You interrupting Lori, yourself?
Tell me. I'm interrupting myself. There we go. I'm going to get a kick in the shins here in a moment. Tell the audience here, what are these LinkedIn people like?
That's a great question. What is the LinkedIn community? What are the demographics of the LinkedIn community? These are business professionals that are mid-40s, 15-plus years experience, six-figure incomes, household incomes. $109,000 is the average household income of a LinkedIn user. These are people that carry BlackBerries, iPhones. They have more than a couple computers in the house, probably more computers than they have people. They're in the professional space. 46% are decision makers, which means they're in management, or they're company owners, or they're small business owners, whatever. They're in this space, and they're out there doing business on LinkedIn.
Wow. Well, let me ask you guys this. Like, you know, earlier as I was talking about some of the different speakers we're heavily focused on social media this year with the Midwest Super Conference. And I think it's like everybody out there wants to call themselves the social media expert, you know, and they think, you know, social media is where everyone's going to go make all their money. You guys call yourselves social media experts now, too. What makes you guys different than all the rest out there?
Well, we started doing this long before anyone else had training wheels on, even.
Before it was called social media.
Yeah, really. It's only in the last 6 to 12 months it's actually been called social media.
What was the call before that?
I got involved in training in early 2006 on LinkedIn, and I couldn't.
Do you
people
want to
would
answer
say,
his question?
What was that?
He asked you a question.
What was social media before social media?
It was online networking.
Okay.
We had about five or six different
social
phrases.
Social networking and social blogging and social this and social that. And they finally, the industry started settling on the term social media late last year. And really in January, February of this year, it really started booming. Once they settled on the phrase, that's why the explosion is happening right now. People know what to call it.
Well, even people like us who have been in this kind of thing for a long time, like you guys have been doing it for a long time. I've been doing it for a long time. We've been calling it social media for a while. But would you say it's like really snowballing right now? Like we're at the very cusp of it getting huge. It's not like we're not past its prime or anything like that.
No, there's no such thing as a prime right now. This is unbelievably huge. There were early adopters of email, early adopters of users of the internet. It's the internet use is still growing.
So sorry, Mike,
what
I interrupted
people
you.
What are doing now, Jeff? People, you're putting all these resources together because they're going to learn about Twitter, and someone's going to be talking about Facebook. We're going to be talking about it a little bit here. It's the combination of all of these things. We're going to focus primarily on LinkedIn because that's our expertise. Heck, I've got 24,000 direct connections on LinkedIn. I'm number 34 in the world out of 40 million. Lori's at what, 10?
10,000
direct connections on LinkedIn. So those are the kind of credentials that you want to have from your instructor out there. To give you an example, the person who wrote the book, LinkedIn for Dummies, there's a book on it, has 188 connections. How much are you going to learn? How much network building are you going to learn from somebody who's got 188 connections?
Well, see, that guy took my course and he figured out how to outsource.
Exactly.
He got the book written by some guy in India, probably wrote it for him. So here you go.
But you know what? LinkedIn is really, and social media is really a game changer. It levels the playing field for the average person. And that's why it's so important, Jeff, for people to come to the conference and learn as much as they can possibly learn from the speakers and presenters at the conference, and the continuing education, all the stuff that's going on, because it is a game changer.
Let me ask you a question about that, because that this kind of goes to my next question. For you guys, I mean, you do your own seminars, you do your own workshops, but how has attending conferences and workshops like what we're doing at the Midwest Conference, how's that affected you guys in your own professional development?
Well, the three components that are most important for me are, first of all, I want to get a good seat. I get early and get a good seat because, boy, I'll tell you, when you get up in front, you get the energy and you get that extra blood flowing out there, and then you're in this mode to learn.
Yeah.
And when you pull people together like this, you just cannot find these many people all in one place at one time. We saw Joel Comm and six speakers this last week. It was absolutely amazing. And they had all the continuing education components out there.
It was phenomenal. And it's just
unbelievable.
My turn. So the really incredible thing that I want to encourage people about, what are you doing? You know what, Jeff? I'm going to slap him. No, the really incredible thing is when we go to a conference, I've been to conferences before with the same kind of company from people like you that do it multiple years, where you get incredible speakers, you get that energy, you get all of that, all of the benefit, all of the education, you're energized, you're excited. I've been myself to one of those conferences. I've gone other times with people that I knew as a group, and it was so much more powerful when I could go with people as a group, or if I could connect with people beforehand and meet people there that I felt like I knew, because you've got somebody to talk with about what's going on at the conference. You can kind of debrief during the conference. You can get excited. You got somebody who's learning the same stuff you are. They can keep you encouraged a lot longer afterwards, and it just gets better every year. I mean, frankly, I'm sure you're much better at this now than you were your first year.
Well, yeah.
The conferences are getting better. The material's getting better. I'm so psyched. I have got goosebumps thinking about how good this conference is going to be.
So many people are like armchairing it. You know, they're sitting on their computer chairs, and they think that if they just sit on the internet long enough, I don't know how many years or hours it's going to take, they're going to figure it out on their own, and they don't need to go to these continuing education events. And I can tell you that my first time that I went to an internet marketing conference, I was completely rocked. You know, it's like I had a bullseye right in between my eyes, right on the center of my forehead, of just the information that I learned was like nothing I ever could have learned sitting at my computer and trying to figure it out on my own. And I miserably failed. And I say miserably, it's like going into debt kind of failed for like 4 to 5 years trying to figure this stuff on the internet on my own in the early years, from 1999 to 2003. And it wasn't until I went to that very first conference and I saw what the speakers were presenting, and I took that information I learned, and I started taking action on it. My goodness, most people, they'll go to these conferences, and unfortunately, they'll write it all down, but they'll never do anything with it. I took action on what I learned, and then that's what changed my life. That's what allowed me to go to where I'm at today and allowed me to continue to develop, because I still go to conferences myself. And I don't just go and speak at them. I also go and attend them because it's valuable for me to go find that one person that I can do a networking relationship, or that one new tool, that one new tip that I didn't have access to before. Don't you think the same way, Mike?
Yeah, it's the meeting the people and the analog effect of things. I'm an analog guy. I'm still into vinyl, actually. And what you get when you do... Yeah, don't you? So what you get when you're in person is you get all the little fill-in-the-blanks, all the little tones, because I can tell you a word, but you don't hear the tone of the word. You don't hear the context of it. It's not three-dimensional. This brings it all into play where the things are, first of all, they're unscripted in a lot of ways. Heck, our program's going to – we've got a script.
We know exactly what we're going to say.
But I'll tell you, I you never know what's going to happen when Laurie and I are out in front of a group. We got eyeballs all over us, because who knows what's going to happen, right?
Sparks fly.
So that gives you that gives you a little bit of an idea. This dual speaker approach that we bring to the table here is going to be kind of a – I think that'll be it. We're going to start a trend in the industry.
Well, yeah. The other thing, the energy in the room, the the excitement of the room, being able to talk to the speakers after they talk or before in the hallways. I mean, we're going to be there for the entire conference. It's not like any of your speakers show up and turn around and leave. You know, that's one thing that I think is brilliant about your conference, Midwest Super Conference, because we are approachable, accessible 24/7 while we're there.
Heck yeah, we'll be drinking beer with y'all.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, speaking about networking, Mike, maybe this is a good time to put a plug in here for what we're going to do before the conference starts. You got any insights to how we're going to put those all those people on the patio and fit? Like, can the patio fit this many people that we're going to have there on Thursday night?
$250, $300, who knows? We started out our business back in 2003 when we got into this space, doing a lot of events, and we're doing weekly
networking events,
monthly events, networking events.
Networking.
Like this.
Professional networking events.
And so we discovered kind of the little nuances of it, and we decided, Jeff and I decided, that, you know, before it gets started on Thursday night, let's throw a big party. Let's bring all these social media people together, the folks that are going to attend the show, folks that are just in town in the Minneapolis area. And I'm going to be marketing it through my LinkedIn network. The local LinkedIn folks there are friends of mine. They're going to market it through their LinkedIn networks. They'll all be tweeting on it. Facebook will have raving fans coming from it. We're all going to get together that Thursday night, happy hour time, and probably well into the night to socialize and meet with one another and get all excited about what we're going to do for the next 3 days. And you'll be able to meet the instructors beforehand and develop relationships. Developing relationships with the instructors and the talent is going to be one of the top things that people get out of this conference.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to that. You know, it's going to be a great thing for people to come and meet me, meet you guys, meet some of their speakers and some of the other attendees. And they might not have even made a decision yet if they wanted to come to the Midwest Super Conference. Then on Thursday night, hey, you know, if we still have room, which, you know, there's a possibility, we could absolutely sell out. We're expecting a 300 capacity crowd here. So if we actually fill all the seats with 300 people before, then I guess people are just going to have to wait till next year. And that's too bad. But nonetheless, we want people to come to that pre-event networking party and just really get to know some people here in the local area. It's going to be a great networking event. Let me move on here because we're getting a little bit long on time, and I just kind of want to bring it back to, you know, the bullet points, the benefits of what exactly you guys talked about, the A to Z systems you're going to be giving people. Break that down a little bit deeper. What is it that people are going to learn from you guys that they can take away with them when they walk away from the Midwest Super Conference? That's why they got to be there.
Well, what we try and do, we try and simplify things and make it easy for people to learn and to take back home with them and actually put into practice. So we've got five essential steps to profit through LinkedIn, and it's just going to really break it down, step one, step two, step three, step four, step five, the easy things they can do, impactful things that they can do to make a difference right away.
Yeah, one of the big components here is to make sure that people don't do what we call drilling dry holes. You're not going to go wasting energy doing things that don't take you down the path to profit, because there's a lot of ways to get distracted. And I know our audience is going to pick up on that one.
This coming from a butterfly chaser.
Yeah, I chase butterflies. There's a shiny object over there. I'm going to go. So what we're going to show people is where the most effective time is spent. And first of all, it's spent doing the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, not the 1, 5, 4, 2, 3 concept there. That's a big component. Searching is a huge thing on LinkedIn because it's got this database of 40-plus million people. Well, how do I extract just the right information out of that database?
And how do I find the person I'm looking for?
Yeah, how do I find them? I don't know who they are.
Well, I didn't know you.
There you go.
I didn't know who I was looking for, but when I found you, by God, I knew, oh, my God, this is a guy I need to go. I need to meet. I picked up the phone and called you.
So there's one of the big techniques is I don't know who I'm looking for. I just know that they look like this, they sound like this, they squawk like a duck, so let's go find some ducks.
Right.
And in another case, we got just the opposite thing. I know who this person is. I've got a prospect identified. How can LinkedIn make sure that I am going to take advantage of every tool at my disposal to close that deal with that person for the biggest amount of money in the shortest amount of time?
Exactly.
Those are huge selling techniques. And I'll tell you, if I'd had this all along, I would be sitting on a beach if I had this available to me when I was doing my selling in the technology industry. We just didn't have tools like this. You couldn't buy this stuff. You couldn't buy LinkedIn for $10,000 a month. The information was not available.
So here's an interesting question. My dog barks in the background here. You know, Facebook, when it got started, it was originally, you know, some college partiers kind of a system. All these guys were connecting with their classmates. And I guess maybe that there's debates on that. That's how it was really originally started, to go find out when people are going to go and drink beer together. Did LinkedIn have some kind of weird, convoluted kind of starting to it, and then it changed and migrated and became the beast it is today? Or has it always been focused on what it's doing, and it's never changed from that method?
Reed has always focused LinkedIn on the business professional, and it was really the first social networking site that's not really a social networking site. It's a business networking site, and they have done brilliantly with it. Not always agreeing, users don't always agree with the things that they come up with, but they have kept it focused.
Yeah. The audience hasn't changed. It's just gotten bigger. And now you've got folks that are absolute experts out there. We're in the elite class out here, and you've got the newbies. Everyone started out as a newbie. They're all born naked, so they all started out not knowing much. And there's a big area of LinkedIn started out in the recruiting industry, and it's really migrated to be about equally recruiting and sales and marketing. And sales and marketing has really picked up on LinkedIn in particular because that's where the customers are. That's
right.
The database,
yeah,
where the people I want to sell to are at. And look at all this information I get to work on.
And it's not just even recruiters and sales and marketing, but there's a huge community of education professionals out there, of health sciences professionals out there, of people in the gas and oil industry. I mean, just any kind of community with 43 million people, any kind of community, any niche or focus that any of the attendees have, they will find that community out on LinkedIn in a powerful way.
Okay,
there you go, Jeff.
The top three, let's say Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Obviously, you're going to say LinkedIn is your favorite. Is that true or am I wrong? I mean, because it could be different.
It could be different, but LinkedIn is all about business, and it's a game changer. LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook is Mike's preference. LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter is just easier for me to say. But once you've got your LinkedIn profile set, you've got your professional credentials and your credibility put out there on the internet. I mean, it's a game changer. People don't call me and ask me what I do. People call me and ask me when I'm available.
Yeah. How about spam? How do we deal with like just blatant business opportunity promotion, self-promotion, buy my crap that comes through LinkedIn?
Yeah, we're gonna discuss that. LinkedIn and a lot of these other organizations, the online social networks, work on the tattletale principle. There's always a report this button everywhere, so it instills good behavior amongst people because nobody wants to get IDK'd.
Or kicked off LinkedIn.
We're going to talk about how to not to get kicked off LinkedIn, how not to do things, because getting kicked off one of these things is a really bad thing. Once you've tasted that candy, having it taken away from you, really, really, really nasty stuff. And I know some people that have had huge networks out on LinkedIn that have been kicked off, and it has really affected their business.
Yeah.
And we're going to show people how not to have that happen.
We will. And really, Jeff, if you think about it, it's a community of people. Sometimes people get behind their computer screens and they forget that they are interacting with real people on the other side of that screen. We'll teach you about the etiquette and the protocol of that community so that you'll be able to tread through it with confidence.
This is exciting, you guys. I'm excited because, you know what, I got to admit, even though I have a LinkedIn profile, and Mike knows this because we were sitting down having coffee together, I'm like, here's my stuff. And he saw all the stuff I had done wrong, and he's like, fix this, fix this, fix this, do this, and you do okay. But you know what, Mike, I still haven't gone in there and done it yet. But I know if I actually took some of my busy time and maybe allocated it to myself or had one of my outsourcers do it, I can actually increase the amount of business I'm going to be able to bring to myself if I would just spend more time in that place. I call it waterfall marketing. You want to go where massive amounts of water is falling over the waterfall and just stand underneath it with a giant bucket, and you're going to get a lot of water in there. And water just equals people in this metaphor. So waterfall marketing means go where the people are, stand with a big bucket underneath the waterfall, and let the people fall into it that are the right people for you to do business with, and then watch your profits soar, watch your friendships increase. I mean, because it's not all just about money. It's also about making real good connections with other human beings that you enjoy spending time with. Like you two guys obviously enjoy spending time with each other, but that came as a relationship that formed out of LinkedIn.
Exactly. Mike is just dying to tell you something here.
There's a Well, there's, I think people should go check out whenever you're, you know,
yeah,
there's a lot of ways to go.
I know what he's going to say. I'll talk all over.
Yeah, go over. So, yeah, get out of here.
Back off.
Oh, Lori.
Yeah, he's got, you know, he's picking up on some of the pop culture stuff. It just drives me batty. But, you know, Jeff, the interesting thing is you're describing your busy time, being overwhelmed and stuff. Instead of being overwhelmed, if people take everything they learn at this conference and do the waterfall stuff, but just, you know, a little bit every day, 10 minutes a day on LinkedIn, 10 minutes a day on Twitter, 10 minutes a day with each of the things that they learn at this conference, in 6 months' time, they will be so, not just, they'll be way past proficient, they'll be experts, they'll be seeing real results, and they'll say, wow, look at where I was 6 months ago. But, you know, in order to see an example of what a really well-built-out LinkedIn profile looks like, they can go visit our profiles. It's, you know, linkedin.com/in/, well, mine's Lori Ruff. I'm not going to tell you Mike O'Neill's.
Yeah. Well, you'll go to the website that Jeff gave you with the /4 at the end, the MidwestSuperConference.com/4. Well, you guys see all – look at the profiles of the people that are out there. He's brought together this huge team. Our profiles out on LinkedIn probably at the upper echelon, but these other speakers out there, they got it all going on as well. They're I'm so excited about it. I want to meet Steven. He's the one I want to see.
Yeah.
I want to see everybody.
Yeah, it's
well,
gonna be. It's
about, pick one. You probably want to meet Perry. I'll bet, right?
Oh yeah, I want to meet Perry.
Have you guys known about Perry Belcher for a long time?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
I've been following him on Twitter for a while. You know the idea, Jeff, of our name, Integrated Alliances. People say, well, that's your competitor. You know what? There is just so much out there. There's so much available in as far as how much there is to know and how much potential and how much opportunity is out there. We don't really have anybody that we wouldn't refer business to. You know, I'm looking at the list of speakers, and I would recommend every single one of them to anybody that trusts me with a question about a recommendation.
It's like a business book. People who buy business books buy all the business books.
Right.
They buy another one, because they hear that same message from another person, get a new twist, a new way to look at it.
Right.
And we're
very
so compatible. I'm just jazzed. I'm going to be sitting in the front row, folks.
Oh, yeah. We'll be there.
Yeah, absolutely. So whether you are listening to this right now and whether you consider yourself a newbie to social media, a newbie to internet marketing, a newbie just means someone who's brand new and still getting their feet wet, in case you don't know that language yet. But if you're brand new to this and you think already maybe this call already overwhelmed you with some of the new concepts, don't worry about it. Hey, don't worry about it. We'll unpack it for you. When you're sitting at a lunch table in front of Mike or Lori and you have questions, you can ask them and they're going to give you honest feedback and help you unpack them. They actually have resources and tools out there that can help you navigate some of the confusing mazes that come with being in the social media spotlight, in the social media place. They will help you guys. So whether you're a newbie, whether you've been a seasoned veteran, you've been doing this for a long time, you think you know it all, you're super, super advanced, and like maybe you wrote the script that made the LinkedIn network, for goodness sakes, you're still going to learn something that's going to help you at this Midwest Super Conference. So you guys, the next thing you need to do is go to MidwestSuperConference.com/4, not the word four, the number four, and then read through my letter I wrote. Watch the videos and then click on the registration button to get yourself a free ticket. All you got to do is put down a $97 deposit, and then that deposit will be refunded back to you, and you will be actually paying $0 to be at my event. Just your time being here, your hotel costs, and if you're living here in the Twin Cities area, it's just a short drive on the freeway. And you're here every day experiencing some fabulous stuff. That's going to be your breakthrough event. This event is going to be the event you look back on and say, that event is what showed me what I needed to do to improve my business, to improve my life, to connect with more people. And you will be extremely grateful for this event. Trust me, you guys, you got to be here. So this is Jeff Mills for the Midwest Super Conference with Mike O'Neill and Lori Ruff. And we'll see you guys in just a few short weeks at the next Midwest Super Conference #4. Have a great day. Thanks for listening.